came out of my shoes on that train. I was clapping on time. Did you see that? Miracles. Miracles can happen. Miracles can happen. So I think one of the reasons why our attendance is low today is everybody knew that I was going to hit you guys with a pop quiz. So we're going to have a pop quiz right now for the last 2 years. Actually, I did tell the youth as they were coming in. They're the only ones who knew, and they kept it secret. All right? So for the last 2 years, we have been kind of stuck at home, watching every movie we own, 50,000, or, you know, sometimes renting, you know. But we've been stuck. And so what we're going to do right now is a little movie trivia. I'm going to cite a line from a movie, and then you're going to tell me what movie it's from. All right? You got it? It's not complicated, right? All right, so this first line that I'm going to give you is from an old movie. All right, back in the day, it was really, really famous because it was very, very controversial. Frankly, my dear, I don't care. Was I finished? You had your turn. That's Diane's favorite movie, bless her heart. We've watched it once. The thing's like 3 hours long. I'm just like, whatever I did wrong, if I say I'm sorry, can we please get out of the movie? All right, here's another one, another old movie. Follow the Yellow Brick
Road. Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. Very good. All right. What about this one? Ohana. Ohana means family. Lilo and Stitch. All right. All right. You guys are doing pretty good. Did anybody miss any of these? No? I like that, Blaine. Now, your honesty is really, really impressive. All right. So now, one more. You can't handle the truth! Few good men. Remember that line? Remember that? Yeah. Jack Nicholson. Honestly, if I could have done better with computers and stuff, I would have shown that clip. But I want us to think for a bit about that last line, about handling the truth. Because it seems to be a mindset that is very prevalent in our culture. Avoidance of truth, denial of truth. We have seen black mark Sharpie markers showing a hurricane zone that included Alabama. We have seen Photoshop pictures of an inauguration. We are trying to be told that an insurrection was actually just a few misguided tourists. We seem to be having a problem with truth. In Texas, there was an administrator who told the teachers that if they were going to teach about the Holocaust, they had to give the alternative side. What, that the Nazis were being picked on? That it didn't happen? I mean, well, what's next? Are we going to say that America didn't win World War II? Are we going to say that we didn't land on the moon? Understand, not all of our history is good. There was slavery. There were internment camps. There continues to be injustice and discrimination. That's the truth. That's part of the truth. We don't get to avoid that just because it's inconvenient. We have been doing this, though, all of our lives. It's not a recent phenomenon. It's been going on forever. Pick up the Bible and read it. You can't get by the third chapter of the first book. We're already trying to avoid the truth. Remember that? Garden of Eden, how that is? They're all trying to avoid the truth. It's not my fault, not their fault. No, it's not. It happened. I think that's me, that black, I'll quit moving around. So the movie line, Few Good Men. What's happening there is you got Lieutenant Caffey, he's a Navy lieutenant, and he's got Colonel Jaffe on the Tom Cruise, okay, has Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson is the colonel, and he has him on the witness stand, and they get engaged in a very heated conversation. They get into it really hard, and they get into it rough, and Kathy is just goading Jessup, just goading the colonel, goading Jack Nicholson, and Jessup finally says, "You want answers?" And he says, "I want answers. You want answers? I want that truth. You can't handle the truth." I bring that up because in our reading that Andrea read to us from the book of Job, there at chapter 38, okay? If you've ever read the book of Job, if you know about the story of Job, then you know that for 37 chapters, we have witnessed this man lose everything through no fault of his own. He did not do anything wrong, and he lost everything. And we have had to listen to the idiotic blather of his friends. You remember that. And if we're honest, sometimes we say, well, sometimes I've said stuff like that. Sometimes I think like that. Sometimes I think there has to be a reason for the suffering. And Job is saying, there is no reason why I should be suffering. I didn't do anything wrong. And his friends keep saying, yes, you did. Yes, you did. God doesn't make mistakes. You must have been done. You're not as good as everybody thought you were. Nanny, nanny, poo, poo. All this is happening to you. And on and on and on, they're going like that. We have witnessed Job's sorrow. We have contemplated his injustice. And we have identified with his bewilderment and his anger and his despair. We have sat with him in his ashes. And we recognize that's us. There have been times, every person here, who has been treated unfairly, unjustly. Every single person here knows the tragedies, pain, sorrow, heartbreak. And every single one of us at times have been wanting to shout out to God, why? Why? What did I ever do to deserve this? Why is this happening? We've looked to God for clarity, for answers, for justice, for fairness. And in chapter 38, God responds out of a whirlwind, no less. And what do? We listen to God's response, and it is not compassionate. It is not caring. It is not tender. It's not soft. It's not, now Job. No, it's, where the heck were you when I created the world? Do you know the length of its measurements? Do you know on what its foundations are laid? You're thinking, this man's already lost everything and now you're verbally abusing him like this? How is this a tender, compassionate, merciful God? Why is God saying this? Why is God responding like this? Because God is trying to share the truth. And the truth of the matter is, Job and his friends and us keep thinking we are living in an if A, then B universe. If we do good things, then good things will happen to us, and bad things only happen to people who are doing bad things. And the truth of the matter is, that's not at all the way the world works. And that's not the way God works. God is not some kind of a divine vending machine. Put in your good deeds and get your prize. It's not how God works. And so God is trying to tell Job and his friends and us, I created the world. I know how the world works. I know there is injustice. I know there is unfairness. I know that there is pain. I know that there is suffering. God's not in denial about all of those things that happen. God says, I know that sometimes bad things happen to good people. I know that sometimes you can do everything right sometimes and still lose your job for no good reason. There are times of injustice and unfairness when the world is going to act like that. And while virtuous behavior sometimes is worthwhile, it does not always lead to personal gain or success. See, up until now, the old system had been working for Job. Job was extremely wealthy. Job was extremely blessed. Everything was going his way. And then it all went away. And Job was left with ashes and questions and anger and disappointment and sorrow and heartbreak. And he screams out to God, "I want answers! I want justice!" Have you ever screamed at God? You ever cried out to God? Have you ever taken a broken and mangled heart and presented it before God? And God comes. God shows up. God shows up. And God tells us the truth. Because contrary to Jack Nicholson, God knows that we can handle the truth. In fact, God knows we need the truth. That's why he gave us Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ knows about unfairness and injustice. God knows about heartbreak and sorrow. God knows that if we're going to be able to navigate our lives through life's disappointments, heartbreaks, injustices, sorrows, and unfairness, we're going to need someone who can guide us. Which is why God is present with us. Because the only thing worse than suffering for no good reason is suffering without God. And so God refuses to let that happen. God gives us Jesus Christ because we know, we've heard. When Jesus gathered with his disciples on that last night, Jesus told them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus Christ is the truth. We're told Jesus Christ's truth is the truth that sets us free, free from sin, free from death. God knows that we can handle the truth. In fact, we do it every single Sunday when we handle the bread and the juice, the emblems of our communion. We are handling the truth about God's love and about God's grace. That regardless of whether we deserve it or not, regardless of whether or not we've earned it or not, God gives it to us that we may receive God's presence, God's grace, and God's hope. Amen.
Amen.